The religious liberty law firm, Liberty Counsel, has recently discovered that more than 1,600 dead people in Pennsylvania have requested mail-in ballots. Hear the remarkable details after a short message from our sponsors.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Liberty Counsel's research indicates that people between the ages of 100 and 202 years old requested mail-in ballots, and most returned them in the 2020 presidential election. Matt Staver, the founder of Liberty Counsel, assured voters, "I want you to know that Liberty Counsel is redoubling our efforts to ensure accuracy in reporting. Our staff is working harder than ever to verify and vet election information. We are committed to election integrity." The firm's news release stated, "The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania operates an online program known as Open Data PA. This program allows non-governmental individuals to research important Pennsylvanian information and data." Staver said one of the sections available on that website is the full database of every voter who requested, received, and returned a mail-in ballot for the 2020 presidential election. After taking screenshots of the requests made by individuals over 100 years old, the legal team sent the information to election observers. The dates of birth for these deceased voters ranged from 1800 to 1898 and 1911 to 1920. Liberty Counsel noted one important fact in these mysterious proceedings. It is unclear as to whether these mail-in ballot requests were actually counted as votes in the 2020 presidential election. But as the release noted, the fact that so many dead people requested, and most returned, mail-in ballots raises serious concerns of fraud. The recent stir adds to the controversy over the highly contested election. The U.S. Supreme Court issued an emergency ruling calling for Pennsylvania election officials to set aside every mail-in ballot and count those ballots separately. However, Liberty Counsel highlights the fact that no Republican or campaign election observers are allowed to view the process. Therefore, there is no way to accurately determine if Pennsylvania election officials are ignoring the Supreme Court order as they have ignored their own Pennsylvania Supreme Court. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.